brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we are back live, and in the interest of time, in case you missed it, I want to play this local newscast about the TSA and the feds in the name of stopping improper grope downs. The real experts in a Santa Fe high school were to be at the prom this Saturday and grope everybody. But that is I'm just speechless at this point, but they were forced to back down. But it just shows how, even though I intellectually know all of this is coming and all of this is going to happen, still to watch it begin to unfold is just too incredible. Let's go ahead and go to that Santa Fe newscast. Here it is.
Tomorrow night, a certified TSA official will be at the Santa Fe High School prom to oversee student searches.
Heather Mills is live in the newsroom with why a federal court ordered the district to make these changes. Heather?
Well, this all comes after two Capitol High School students' sisters filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. Today, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company ASI to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe High School prom and the Capitol High School graduation. The restraining order also spells out the specific ways that security can perform searches. It says a pat-down is only to be used if there is reasonable ground, and that pat-downs should not be used as a first approach for every student. We talked to one of the sisters suing the district earlier this week.
She had grabbed my breast and then grabbed the inner part of my bra and shook it. And then she picked up the front of my dress to, like, mid-thigh, and she was patting down my bare leg.
Capitol's principal told us she was standing right there when the students were searched and doesn't remember any students complaining about the pat-downs. Meanwhile, Santa Fe Public School says it is happy to comply with the federal court's decision, saying student safety is their first priority. Live in the newsroom, Heather Mills, KOB, Eyewitness News 4.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm almost speechless during this break looking at all the news. I'm going to attempt in the next segment to get to some of the other news after I finish up with this whole TSA situation. Just watching my fellow Americans being humiliated like this, watching the exact same systems being rolled out in Europe, Asia, all the areas that have bought into the New World Order, gone with this globalist standardized model. It is so outrageous. And I just want to say thank God for DrudgeReport.com, the fact that they take our articles that break this down, they post them. It is having such a huge effect because Drudge, even the New York Times was forced to admit last week, has a bigger effect setting the news agenda than the New York Times does. And it's been like that for a decade. It's just these people are delusional and are just now realizing that people don't trust them. I went to a movie a few days ago and at an art house here in Austin and saw a trailer for a new film about the New York Times. I think it's called The Times. And they've got the head of the New York Times at the end of it to a crowd of people, journalists, going, "We've got bureaus all over the world. We're bringing you all this news. Do you think folks are going to go to Facebook to get their news? I don't think so." And you know, implying there's no real journalism on the web. No, people know the New York Times is engaged in propaganda, disinformation, and twisting. So they go to Infowars.com. They go to PrisonPlanet.com. They go to DrudgeReport.com to get alternatives to it. And so you imply there's no alternative journalism on the web, just Facebook garbage. That's not true. Citizen reporters are everywhere, and 9 times out of 10, they're more accurate than CIA media like New York Times.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I went into a tailspin last night and today, watching the TSA all over the country roll out at shopping malls, highway checkpoints, announcements that they're going to be at high school proms. Here's the headline out of KOB Television Channel 4 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom. Also, I mentioned the executive order and the accompanying presidential decision directive that created the order, and it was NSPD 51 and the potential for a coup d'etat by national emergency. Well, this has already happened, and that's why John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez said that the president is above the law and he can do things that would be illegal for anybody else to do. And this, of course, was signed back in May 9th, 2007, NSPD 51, National Security Presidential Directive. National Security Presidential Directive 51. This policy establishes national essential functions, prescribes continuity requirements for all executive departments and agencies, and provides guidance for state, local, territorial, and tribal governments and private sector organizations. That's the clergy response teams, the InfraGuard spy teams. and private industry in order to ensure a comprehensive and integrated national continuity program that will enhance the credibility of our national security posture and enable a more rapid and effective response to any recovery from a national emergency. And it goes on to say any emergency, including economic. And it goes on to say for 6 months in Annex A that Congress can be suspended. The plan shall be submitted to the president for approval not later than 90 days after the date of directive. Oh, I remember the other headline to find it, guys. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can add to the end of it, and then you can actually find the mainstream news articles that deal with it. I believe it was NBC and AP. Homeland Security Committee not allowed to see president's emergency plan. And what was it, Congressman, there's a YouTube clip of him saying, the head of Homeland Security Department in the House, that's co-equal to the president in the separation of powers, is not allowed to see it because the synopsis says that they're a dictator. Now, Obama has continued this and expanded NSPD, National Security Presidential Directive 51. And you can go read the whole thing if you want. In fact, guys, just click through the link on that and print me NSPD 51. Because folks need to understand, how is TSA saying there's no rules, no regulations on us? We can have radiation projecting machines and not have them tested when federal and state law say hospitals, you name it, have to do this. Why can't FBI agents stick their hands down your pants without a warrant, but TSA can't? How can the Fed suddenly be in local jurisdiction at prom night? Because they're operating under War Powers Act. They're operating outside of law, and they admit they are. You notice Obama, ABC News reported Friday. Obama came out to Senator Rand Paul and others in the Senate saying, hey, we've been in Libya for months, U.S. advisors, bombardments. They sunk 8 Libyan warships last week. You're going to need to go to Congress and get, you know, war authorization. That's the Constitution. And Obama said, I don't need that. Really, why'd all the other presidents need it? I have the UN's authorization. And this is about the credibility of the UN, making them the boss. That's a quote in the public letter. The president just puts out a letter now. I don't need a stinking Congress. I put a letter out. And then when you get a Republican in, they're going to continue this. When you get a Democrat in, it's always just expanding with this huge power grab. You can search that headline, Homeland Security, Congress not allowed to see Bush emergency plan. Congress not allowed to see continuity of government program. I mean, I've given you the PDD, but I want to go over Congress itself can't see this. Because the out-of-control criminal executive is bought and paid for by the offshore banks that give the largest percentage of political contributions to the presidential candidates. They own them. They stack their entire administrations with these people. I want to hear from you, the listeners, on this TSA situation. Now saying they're going to be at proms. I mean, whatever happened to states' rights? Here is the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, National Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51. And it goes through, catastrophic emergency means any incident, regardless of location, that's in the world, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage or disruption, severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, comma, in law that means new thought, environment, comma, economy, comma, or government functions. Any reason for the environment, economy, you name it. Continuity of government, COG, means a coordinated effort within the federal government's executive branch to ensure the national essential functions continue to perform during a catastrophic emergency. And the government goes under a new emergency every year. That's why they always declare a new federal emergency so they can continue this. This started in 1933 with the War Powers Act, but since then it's been codified, rolled out. Posse Comitatus has been shredded. Ensuring constitutional government, this is only the synopsis. Congress, not just the American people, Congress can't see this. E, Ensuring Constitutional Government, or ECG. And then when you read it, it goes on to say that Congress can be suspended and can say nothing. It's amazing. It talks about preserving the national constitutional framework, but then it goes on to say that the president is in control. And then they add to all of this under the 10 FEMA region governor council that Bush started and Obama put into place and executed. And it goes on from there. Wow. Again, I haven't read this in a few years, so I'm going back over it. But go read it for yourself. National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51. If you want to read the whole thing, and this is just the six-page synopsis. I know Watson and Kurt all wrote articles, and so did I at the time, if you want to get a boil down. We've written so many articles, and Google's delisted so much of us trying to keep people from getting our info that we can't even find our articles we wrote on this. But I'm going to have Watson put a blurb out on this to explain this is how this is all happening. All right. By the way, not only are they putting naked body scanners in at all the airports and now announcing you'll get a grope on top of it, but they're announcing they want them at shopping malls, and many clothing stores are putting them in, quote, as a aid to get your best tailored outfit by body scanning you. But Mouse Planet, the reports on Disney World, is reporting, buried in this article, Walt Disney World Resort Update. Star Tours Soft opens for sneak previews, and it says that a body scanner will be installed for you to get in, quote, similar to the TSA checkpoint. Isn't that cute? And they make it fun. The robots order you and command you into the TSA body scanners. And G-Series droids boss you around. So we have Imperial droids bossing you around. It's so much fun for the children to learn how to enjoy all of this. You see, they're blurring reality with fiction. Okay, the toll-free number to join us on these issues is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And it's days like these that I had this intention to come in here and talk about psychological warfare, to talk about the social engineering, how they're doing it, what the globalist master plan is. I did a little audio blog this morning driving into work on it. I'm going to get Aaron to post up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then I get in here and go, oh, yeah, I forgot that article about TSA at the prom. We did find the articles. Excellent job. Bush extends 911 national emergency yet again. Peter Dell Scott, September 4, 2008. You never hear, the left never talks about Obama continuing it now, though. Obama's H1N1 emergency declaration. It's martial law unfolding. They just condition you to accept it. Kurt Nemo. Here's the continuity of government project from the People's Voice. These all break it down. The president, here it is, because I couldn't read the whole six-page document while I was hadn't read it in years. The president shall lead the activities of the federal government for ensuring constitutional government. In order to advise and assist the president in that function, the assistant of the president of the Homeland Security and Counterterrorism is hereby designated as the national coordinator, continuity coordinator. And then it continues in here to say that, I'm going to find it during the break, where Congress is suspended. It's either 90 days or 6 months. I actually found it earlier reading the document and then looked away and lost it again. But it's just so hard to even keep track of all this information. But my point is that they're rolling this out. That's how the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 was cited, when the governor of Tennessee said, you can't have Army checkpoints shut down highways without my permission. They said, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Homeland Security Act, shut up. I mean, how is the TSA now coming to the prom to grope your daughters and sons? Because they do what they want. All right, what I'm going to do is just take calls. And then I've got all this other news. codified article on Dr. Corsi coming out saying Donald Trump contacted him months ago, and he thinks Trump basically is a ringer for the White House and the birth certificate. A bunch of other news coming up.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
389, 399, 409. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase your gas mileage by 25 to 45% and reduce carbon emissions by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $700 to $1,500 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our complete systems work on all cars, SUVs, trucks, motorcycles, and boats for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, requires no maintenance, great technical support, and comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Okay, let's do this. Let's go to your phone calls for the next 40 minutes or so. Then I'll get into all the other economic, police state, Google, YouTube censorship news, the incredible announcements dealing with more radiation in Texas and other states, drinking water by KHOU, reporting there's a government cover-up that includes knowledge of high-level politicians all the way up to the governor. That's a quote from the Texas TV station. It's all coming up. But right now, taking your phone calls, if you just joined us, the TSA federal judges are now coming out saying we want them at high schools. We want them at the prom. There is no escape from the long arm of the out-of-control, defunct, insane, power-mad federal government out of its jurisdiction, light years outside of its purview. Perry, Tim, Julio, Scott, Tony, others, you're up next. Perry, welcome.
Yes, how you doing, Alex? It's great to be on here, and it's an honor to have the information that you've bestowed upon us. Just to let you know, I want to thank you for that.
Well, I've not bestowed anything. Let's just be clear, and I appreciate it. This is all public. That's what's so frustrating.
Well, my first question about it being so public is I've noticed that it's going after the younger age group, and the only question I have is how do we get a hold of the younger age group to make them more aware of this grid that's going on to imprison themselves with them not being able to understand how it's being put into place?
Well, we, without even trying to target the youth with the message of liberty, this information, Infowars.com, is huge in public schools and private schools all over the country. And many of the young people write articles in their history classes, in their English classes, on the New World Order. A lot of school papers, I see them every few days, college and high school, write articles just about our work because I have, you know, the NSA Google alerts, so I get sent literally hundreds of articles, no exaggeration, hundreds of blogs, but then dozens of mainstream news articles all over the world every day. With the youth, were even bigger in Eastern Europe because just 20 years ago, they were going under tyranny, so they recognize what we're going into. We're huge in Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, Romania, wealthy areas of Europe, Western Europe, Germany, Switzerland, the Swiss, really are anti-New World Order. I've got a report on that today. You know, anti-globalism spreads in Switzerland. The young people love the military. Well, yeah, because they all have guns. Citizens by law have to have guns. And Swiss refused to give up their guns. Swiss refused to put in naked body scanners. The Japanese youth love the broadcast. American youth, if we can reach them, absolutely know what's going on. And so we are reaching them, Perry. Just don't expect the New World Order to tell you about our victories.
Exactly. And one last comment, V for victory. In Kentucky, we are going strong. So keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep promoting the information.
Thank you, sir. When you go to our V for Victory page with the thousands of videos that we linked to that listeners made exposing the police state, when you read why we did it back in January, launched the operation, or was it February? I forget now. We did this because the TSA was rolling out with contest for TV ads made by citizens, and the contest winners then get them aired and put online, which has now happened. And the TSA also rolled out its own ads showing checkpoints at malls, sports stadiums. We have those linked in Kurt Nimmo's article that's up at DrudgeReport.com, also up at Infowars.com. For folks that want to read that article, it's TSA backs down from prom night grope. We said there, we're doing this because they're now going to roll out their offensive for TSA on the streets. And TSA is the martial law force to command and certify the private security guards, your local police. They are the addled, untrained idiots that will violate the Constitution, Bill of Rights wholesale, and stick their hands down one-year-old baby's diapers. So they'll follow any order. They'll sit there and roast in radiation scanners with the back scattered all day. They've built the force that will do it by firing and culling people that wouldn't for years. And so that's why we launched the V for Victory campaign. And here's what our simple original poster, people adapted it and added to it and made it much better, says. We are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for all lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. We will be victorious against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance. Learn more at Infowars.com. You are the resistance. okay, and all sorts of newscasts, local TV, papers picked up on this. So we've got to keep telling folks, TSA's coming to your town. TSA's coming.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
The Redcoats are coming.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
I stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your phone calls here in just a moment for everybody that's patiently holding. Also, remember, this transmission is listener-supported. Please remember, we have the online video bookstore / Patriot Apparel online shopping cart, and we're coming out now every week or two with new designer T-shirts. And we have two new Fluoride is Poison shirts. The blue one is my favorite. And it says, there is poison in the tap water with a water droplet with a skull in it, Infowars.com. And then you click on the back of the shirt, and it has some basic factoids on it for people about how it's an industrial waste, linked to lower IQ, cancer, brain damage, the active ingredient in many pesticides, more toxic than lead, and it says fluoride is. And then Infowars.com beside it. And you get this shirt, and believe me, I've worn mine in public, and I'm going to wear it here on air. People are like, what is that about? I'm like, you didn't know? Let me show you with my little iPhone. I'm going to type in rat poison fluoride, and it's all these photos of rat poison boxes with it saying sodium fluoride. And I'll say, that's what they put in your water. It takes me about a minute. The person's like, whoa. And I do that with everybody. If I'm out at a movie theater in line and somebody asks, what's that shirt about? I tell them. And I do it at a base level because I am loving. I do care. But love is about self-preservation. It's an instinct to help others because you want them to help you. You see a human tribe of people you care about. And I don't like the snickering globalist control freaks and their White House science czar memos and their Bertrand Russell memos and their Julian Huxley memos at the UN at UNESCO and all the countless documents we put in Endgame and other films on eugenics where they admit they put it in the water because it reduces fertility, but not 100%. It just overall reduces it. And it's cumulative. It builds up. Sevenfold increase in cancer. Don't believe me, just search fluoride, fluoridation of water, sevenfold increase in cancer. That'll be for boys. Girls, it's three times. Any doctor will tell you, any MD, that women are tougher than men, body-wise, because they've got to go through childbirth. There are many drugs and chemicals that will pass a male's blood-brain barrier that will not pass a female blood-brain barrier. Women are tougher than nails. Don't believe me? Ask your doctor. It's well known. That's why women on average what live 6 years longer than men. Tougher than nails. But still, women, you like a threefold increase in cancer? Knock yourselves out. Massively reduces IQ, especially in developing fetuses. Devastating in children. All right, I'm already ranting going into fluoride. The point is, get the shirt, Infowars.com. Get the books, the videos, Ventura's new book, Mark Dice's excellent Big Brother Police State Breakdown. The Where's the Birth Certificate book, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Also, support our local AM and FM affiliates. Stations turn us on. 6 months later, they say, not only are we getting higher ratings, people just mail us money. People come and sponsor us just because your show's on. That's right, and that's why bigger and bigger marquee stations are starting to turn us on. I mean, we are having a huge effect because you, the listeners, understand the value of this info. Support those local AM and FMs. That is one of our most powerful tools. All right, I'm ranting now. Finally, with sponsors, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com with the unfolding breakdown of the economy with the food bubble, prices increasing. It's all over the news. Now is a better time than ever to get high-quality storable foods. They've got gourmet lines. They've got basic lines. They've got it all. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And they've got a deal running for the next few weeks. Buy three of any of their packages and get the fourth free of a same or lesser value. So that's all available at eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find those specials. Okay, I'm done ranting, but we got to fill up our gas tanks here, our energy tanks, and you certainly are doing a good job of that, listeners, and that's why we're getting ready to fire up the new TV show and are firing up the new studios. You've seen productions in there and hiring more video editors and more IT people, and we are to the moon without a rocket, thanks to you. But we should be. I mean, everything we've talked about is unfolding. But the point is, we've got a chance to beat these globalists. That's what's so frustrating. They're easy to beat if you believe in the power you have and stand up and take action. I mean, holy mackerel, folks. We have the key here to have fluoride removed everywhere in the world. But the globalists are masters at hiding in plain view. They, as Dr. Conant said 6 months ago in studio and 3 months ago in studio and last week in studio, the big Achilles heel is the radioactive isotopes that are mined in the sodium fluoride fertilizer mines. That by law, they can't put this on food crops. They put sodium fluoride on it. They use it as a pesticide. But they can't put the byproducts, which are hundreds of different deadly chemicals, including radioactive isotopes, on the crops. So instead of having to store the toxic waste, they dump it in your water and make you taxpayers pay for it. And so everybody's running around in Texas and other states now that people inside government know about this because our show, it was admitted in Minnesota and Texas 8 years ago, then 3 years ago, in lawsuits in Minnesota were first and in Texas, and we contacted the people that sued and won, and they were listeners of the show, and they said, yeah, I heard your show. We've had them on with their lawyers. I heard your show, and I heard you say they take baby's blood at birth and put it in a DNA database, and I didn't believe it. So I said, don't take my baby's blood at the hospital. And they said, oh, it's the law, which it isn't. And they, no, you're not going to. Well, it's a mandate. They call the doctor in. The health department demands this. Then the family finds out it's a federal grant. They let them take the blood. Then they do lawsuits and got the documents in Minnesota and then Texas. How it goes to a Pentagon database. Started in 1972. Is that 39 years ago? Is it 40? Yeah, it's 39 years ago. 38 years ago. Point is, and all over Europe and Australia, New Zealand, globally. See, we already have a global scientific dictatorship of standardization. There it is. DHHS turned over hundreds of DNA samples to feds. Hundreds. Kind of love the Texas Tribune whitewash. All children born in hospitals since this went in the early 70s, from Australia to Germany to the U.S. to Canada, have their blood taken to be put in. Here in the U.S., it's stored in San Antonio for this region, but the samples are then categorized and sent to the Cold Springs Harbor IBM DNA weapon database. Also, you may have heard of Cold Springs Harbor. That's the U.S. head office, formerly the U.S. head eugenics records office. That advised Adolf Alois Hitler. Oh, don't believe me? Just go look it up. Here it is. Texas government knowingly covered up radioactive drinking water, KHOU News. It's a conspiracy at the TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, of the highest order. The documents have indicated the management of this commission is a massive cover-up, said Tom Smith of consumer advocacy group Public Citizen. The cover-up reportedly includes the knowledge of high-level politicians all the way up to the governor. And you watch the newscast, it's balanced. It shouldn't be. I mean, if, you know, do you have balanced stuff like a newscast? Well, maybe Mao's good killing 60-plus million. No, he's evil. He's wrong. He admittedly did it. This came out last year. We already knew about it, of course, but the point is, hiding in plain view, that whistleblowers blew the whistle in Texas. I'm here to tell you it's all 50 states and every industrialized country. You can pull it up in your area. Go look at what's in the full ingredients. They'll tell you it's classified. But you can do 4 years in your town and find out exactly who you're buying it from. A lot of it comes from China. And there are over 350 chemicals allowed. Generally, it's around 150. That's what's in there. We've put screenshots, photos that cities have inadvertently released like idiots not knowing what they're doing. Of like, here's the fluoride, it's good for you kids, and field trips. People blow up the side packaging and read the, you know, the hundreds of deadly, arsenic, lead, mercury, uranium, strontium, cesium, what's the big one? Radium from the radon gas deposits. I mean, it's lavishing in there. But see, people say, I don't want fluoride. Then you have an argument about is fluoride deadly or not. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just, why not beat them? Why not sweep them aside? Why not march into your city council and say, listen, smiley face scum? I see people go down to the city council here in Austin, and they're nice to them. When top doctors fly here, you know, and toxicologists and chemists and present them facts, and the city council laughs. I see it all over the country. Listen, they're not respecting you. Don't respect them. Oh, sir, your graciousness, please listen to me. Listen, criminal! You're hitting me with chemical weapons. Get it out of my water. I'm suing you personally. Stop licking their boots. Stop crouching down and licking their hand that feeds us poison. They wear an aura of con artists. Have you ever studied con artists? Have you ever studied criminology? Country clubs are the worst because you've got these middle class or wealthy people, and you've got always the good looking playboy comes into town, rents the big house in the neighborhood, playing golf with everybody. Oh yeah, I'm a Rockefeller. I'm a Rothschild. I'm British royal. Mm-hmm. And real sweet to all the little old ladies and becomes their friend. And those old ladies will take every dime of their husband's money. They'll threaten to leave their husband if they don't give every dime to him. It's called confidence game. These are con men. And they've got us all under a giant con. Same thing with the government. Yeah, we're going to stick our hands down your pants for your security. But the border's wide open. And in every case, the government's getting the underwear bombers and people on the plane and protecting them, and they're drugged out of their minds. Yeah, I'm going to laugh at you that you brought in all these doctors from all over the country to tell us the fluoride's deadly and give us the Fed's own reports. I'm just going to laugh at you. I'm the mayor of Austin. I'm the mayor of all these different cities. I'm just going to laugh. Your science doesn't matter. I'm going to sit up here in a confidence game and not even take you seriously. Well, good then. You and your family are being assaulted in every city where they put this in the water. Let me tell you again. The media is running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and I'm here day after day. Maybe I should get on the phone to KHOU and all. I mean, it's been on scores of stations. You type in radioactive isotopes, radioactive drinking water, Texas, literally every TV station in the state's covered it, but they're all like, nobody knows why it's in the municipal water and not in the aquifer. But jeepers creepers, we tested the city's water right out of the aquifer, and there's not radioactive isotopes. We don't know where they're coming from, why it's in the drinking water. Where is it getting in? It's in the stinking bag. That's why I go insane. They're adding it. It's admitted. Get it out of my water, scum. Stop smiling. Stop giggling, scumbag. It's not funny. You may think you're part of the winning team and decide to make jokes about you and your family being poisoned. You know the idiot city council in your town, in my town, just thinks it's all a joke because they're uninformed moron scum. All right, I'm sorry. I know. It would be normal for me to not care if they're putting radioactive isotopes in the water and lead and mercury and arsenic and everything else you can imagine under the sun, hundreds and hundreds of them. It would be normal if I just shut up and took it. I know, but I'm not normal, folks. When people assault me, I'm not normal. If I was sitting outside at a cafe and somebody walked over and punched me in the nose, they better hope they knock me out, folks, because I'm going to attack them. I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not a tough guy. But you punch my button, buddy, you're going to have a psychotic gorilla attacking you, okay? Just get ready. You may be a bigger psychotic gorilla than me, but you're about to get assaulted. And I mean blackout assaulted. See, I'm crazy, folks. I'm red-blooded like my ancestors 10,000 years ago. Okay? I'm nothing special. I'm a man. That's it. That's all I am. You understand that? And when I get assaulted, and when the globalists are attacking me and my family, I show my teeth. You know why I show my teeth? Because when that testosterone and that endorphin flows, I intellectually analyze the attack coldly. Then I get up here, and I beat my chest, and I tell folks, we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. Why do wolves, before they get in a fight with a grizzly bear, run around in circles and even bite at each other and start snarling? They're getting each other fired up. They're getting their juices flowing. All human cultures do the same thing. Or I think a gorilla, before it gets in a fight with another gorilla, or when some hyenas come in to try to eat its baby, why do you think it hits itself really hard? It's getting ready. That's normal. That's red-blooded. You understand? I mean, can you at least be as good as a gorilla or a wolf when you're under threat, when you're being attacked? Can you get some red blood going? They're assaulting us. They're tasering us to death. They're training us to be prisoners. They're sticking their hands down our pants. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Find your red blood. Find your humanity. Learn to recognize it. Don't be a domesticated, drugged out idiot. Tim in California, Julio Scott, Tony Joe. Go. You're on the air, Tim. Go ahead.
How's it going,
ah!
Alex?
Go! Yes! La!
How's it going, Alex? Can you hear me?
Yes!
All right, man. I'm red blood just like you, dude. And I try and tell people all this stuff that you tell me, and they discredit me because of my young age. And
they're servile scum! Move on! Move on from those jellyfish!
I don't understand how many rights we have to lose in the name of national security for people to actually stand up and realize that this is going on, you know?
Look, this is all classism. This is classism. I'm sorry. Go ahead, and I'll answer this type of classism that most folks don't think about. Go ahead.
My question for you is, when will we start taking action, man? I mean, every day I look on the news and I see problems in the Middle East and our rights being taken away and the people being suppressed. The only answer to this is revolution. And I know you don't promote the violence, but it's going to get to the point, and the problem is, when it gets to that point, it's going to be too late for these people that don't see it.
Well, I think it's wrong to be angry at people that put poison in your water and murder children. I mean, it's wrong to even talk about defending yourself. You're some type of extremist, Tim.
And my point exactly. Society makes it seem like it's wrong. I go out.
By
there
the way, I know there's cops driving along in their car laughing right now. Those that haven't checked into what I'm saying. Hey, look, they are putting radioactive isotopes that are going to kill you deader than a hammer in your water, Jack. You may think it's funny, boy, but I'm your friend here warning you. You think you want to be a warrior to defend humanity? Why don't you wake up and break your conditioning? Because the first part of being a warrior is having your head screwed on straight and not buying propaganda.
That too, and the cops, as far as the cops go, on the side of their car that says protect and serve, I wonder who they protect and serve, because when it comes down to it, all it seems like they're trying to do is fee me. They're not protecting and serving the people, they're protecting and serving the government. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they position the cops where they say government's bankrupt, you got to raise more money or you're going to lose your jobs. The cop goes out and does it. And that's an artificial situation where they do the austerity cuts, and of course it never fixes anything. They're just always lying, telling them we've got to do more. It's all part of psychology. Tim, good to hear from you. I want to break down this whole statement about you're young, you can't have a view. And then you're 30, well, you still can't have a view. And then, well, I'm retired, I don't care about what's happening in the world. They've designed all this to take our basic humanity away. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, I've studied police, and I talk about police a lot because that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where tyranny is going to visit us from. And the way they're phasing out regular warrant service to begin with the goon squads, they kill more and more innocent people. More people die all the time from tasers, so they up the power of them and laugh about it. the way cops take this guy in Chicago in his wheelchair that just talks back a little to their lordship and slam his head in the ground and jump all on top of him. And then NBC says, well, he fell out of his wheelchair. They clearly grab him, slam. I mean, they lie to us in plain view. I mean, why don't you just say, we want to intimidate you. If you talk back, we're going to take you out of a wheelchair and slam your head in the ground. No, they have to play this psychological warfare game of, you like the uranium in your water? Oh, you like us slamming your head in the ground. Cops, they took the veterans' death benefits 11 years ago. It just came out last year. They're already announcing they're going to take your pension funds, all or part of them. They'll start with part and take all. And are you going to like their doublespeak then when they talk to you like you talk to us? Or if you get angry, the SWAT team's coming? Is there any level of idiotic injustice you won't put up with? I'm going to go to Julio, Scott, Joel. There's no guests today. I'm just ranting. Bunch of news coming up. James, Chris, we're going to get to everybody. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But it's game over. Sticking the hands down the pants at the school prom, the TSA, is beyond ridiculous. The government knowingly mining radioactive isotopes and putting it in our water at high levels. I know that sounds insane if you're a new listener. I'm not the one doing it. I'm not the crazy man because I'm angry about it. Something's wrong with you if you're not angry. And now Google and YouTube are starting to censor alternative news and admitting they're doing it. I've got articles on that. I mean, these people mean business. This is a horrible road we're going down. Every other country goes through it, and the cops always get entitled and get all hyped up into what they're doing and tend to take the bait. If you go along with this, it's over. And let me tell you, you're not going to like the process with the American people. You're just going to have to find out, probably. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, oh man, this is crazy times we're living in, brother. Love your spirit as always.
Julio, I'm genuinely freaked out. I want out of this. I want it to stop. Can you imagine being me? The only reason they haven't gone after me is because I'm so prominent. But it's a catch-22. As I get more and more prominent, they'll probably have to. You understand how dangerous this is. It's not fun. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I understand. I know I'm pressed because the top of the hour break's coming up, but this is really important, Alex. My university, I just graduated from Western Illinois University in Macomb, Illinois, literally are training the next black shirts, brown shirts, whatever you like to call it. We had a block party a couple of weeks ago.
They use sound cannons, tasers, beanbags for no reason and attacked you as a beta test. Unbelievably chilling video like out of Tiananmen Square.
Quickly, Alex, we have a Homeland Security Training Academy at my university.
No, they're all getting them. They're all getting them. That's the new economy. That's what you get scholarships for. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
It's absurd, and I want to give you a false flag update for you because I think Chicago, my
hometown. Stay there. I'll hold you over. Tell folks about what happened at the university.
All right, we had a block party, and, you know, just like the G20 in Pittsburgh and Toronto, officers literally let some punks tear down a stop sign, and they brought out a sound cannon LRAD weapon. They brought out riot officers literally going on the people's front lawns and macing them in the face.
And by the way, they've been caught over and over again hiring those people. We caught them at G20 in Pittsburgh. The folks that made this new film, Into the Fire, at InfoWars.com, they caught them there. It's on record. And then they beta tested, and I guarantee you, from what I read, they had these SWAT teams around the corner, whole thing ready, then they have the provocateur, then they green light, because they're getting ready to take everybody's bank accounts, and they got to have the cops beta tested like our blood.
You are listening to GCN.